At the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston, a new exhibit tells the story of migrants around the world through painting, film, and photography. The art confronts migrant displacement and the search for a new home. WBUR's Cristela Guerra visited and has our story.
On a mangled piece of metal, composer and sound architect Guillermo Galindo plays one of his border cantos, or songs of the border. The instrument he plays is an actual piece of the original border wall that once stood between the United States and Mexico. It hangs like a gong at the center of a giant wooden frame, resembling a twisted angel or perhaps a hanging man.
The sound of each object is unique, and each of them is unique in the world.
Galindo calls this piece Ángel Exterminador, or Angel Exterminator. Galindo only chooses objects found at the border to create his art, items like shoes, gloves, or animal bones. This instrument sounds haunting, as if announcing an arrival to a new life.
Nobody's going to tell you how to play it or how it's going to be executed. They have their own voices, they tell their own stories, and they express themselves in their own way.
A second instrument in the room, called Zapatelo, was inspired by Leonardo da Vinci's design for a mechanical hammer. Galindo turns a lever, which makes a boot and glove smack against a tire. At the ICA, the instruments are surrounded by photographs by Richard Mizrak. There are scenic landscapes and personal effects left behind or lost by migrants, such as Bibles and clothing. The photographer brings Galindo items he finds in the desert to build this ornate orchestra. Here's Mizrak.
I think one of the things that's been interesting is the fact that we have these two mediums that we've bridged, and I think it's a very powerful symbol for about the border. Instead of building walls, we bridge the border.
The two artists are part of a larger exhibition at the museum called When Home Won't Let You Stay, Migration Through Contemporary Art. The United Nations estimates that one of every seven people in the world is a migrant. They may move by choice or by force. At the ICA, personal narratives, sculptures, and other mediums shed light on what chief curator Eva Raspini calls a humanitarian crisis.
I think it was really important for us to think about the fact that there's no one immigrant or migrant experience. It's not one thing. Perhaps in the media, we see a lot of narratives of victimhood. There are traumatic narratives. Those are important stories to tell. But I think we were very cognizant of also making sure that there were also stories of everyday life.
The exhibit features works of 20 artists from more than a dozen countries, such as Cuba, Nigeria, Palestine, and South Korea. The galleries are laid out with pieces meant to channel home and the migrant journey. One room is dedicated entirely to the sea as a place of transit, says ICA curator Ruth Erickson.
What it is a floor sculpture in which blue articles of clothing and shoes and socks are strewn on the floor. And they're, kind of thicker near the edges of the wall, and then they sort of fade out, just like water would come up to a shoreline.
That space leads into Galindo and Mizrak's gallery, about the border, leading viewers from the sea to the desert. Galindo describes his instruments as neither a burial hymn nor a victory ballad.
The objects that surround you are part of your ecosystem and your journey through life, so they are completely connected to you and to everything. And literally, the part of the wall is also connected to that, even as evil as it is, and it has its voice and it has something to say too.
In some way, these sounds are meant to honor these terrains, these places where so many crossed, where so many risked everything for a dream. It serenades both those who made it and those who did not. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.